we can talk about these issues all day long, and the Democrats and the Republicans are in cahoots together with them. They just are. We can talk about this and act like here's a solution. We can do this. We can't. Why? Because the Republicans are useless. Democrats are evil and corrupt. And here we are. Mm-hmm. And we lose. America loses.
Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick, along with my partner, Mike Spiraza. Happy New Year, folks. Couple changes we're making for the new year, because that's what New Year's are all about, right, Mike?
Resolutions. That's right.
So we resolved to do a Friday podcast now. So we're moving our Tuesday to Friday, and we're calling it Rapid Fire Friday. We're going to have seven topics. We're going to go back and forth, three topics each with Mike and I, and a fun topic to end the podcast. This is pretty fun.
Yes, I love we did the morning mics, and we're going to do a morning mics kind of podcast, which we're going to do the Rapid Fire podcast. We can pick topics, we can talk quickly, and we can get as many topics as we can. We're going to try seven. We'll see how we do. You never know with us, because sometimes things drag out, sometimes things don't. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, seven might turn into 17. Yes, but we'll see. But yes. You know what? We'll be enjoying it. Whether you stay tuned in, folks, that's a whole other story.
And we do have Anne on the buzzer, so if we talk too long, she will buzz us. So that's a thing we have here in the studio as well.
She will not hesitate. Yes. So, Mike, let me start with this.
Okay.
Boxing champions, including Ebony Bridges and Amanda Serrano, they were among those to rip USA Boxing over some new policies. Do you know where I'm going with this?
We're starting topic number one with men competing with women. So great.
Yes. Yeah,
great. Okay.
So a new year, but an old topic, yeah. Right? So these female fighters are saying girls need to stick together. Mike, do you now in the new year believe that men, especially in a sport like boxing, ought to be in the ring? Because these are men. They've transitioned to female. But clearly, biologically, they're still men. We've seen this, right? We've seen this before.
This may be the single worst sport to do this with.
I totally agree.
Right? I mean, like basketball, I guess you could say like it's non-contact. It's still not fair, but it's non-contact. Football, you know that there's no women's football. I don't see a male going and playing like the lingerie league, so we don't have to worry about that. Maybe you do. But, you know, golf, right? Non-contact sport. Hockey. It just doesn't happen that way, I guess, yet. We'll see in hockey. But this is the one where you're like fists in people's faces and brains. Like, this is the one we shouldn't be doing this right. with, I would think.
You'd think this would be leading the list. So let's just go through a few of these.
Yeah.
So in golf, all right, well, men might hit the ball longer, but nobody's getting hurt.
Right.
Swimming. Yep. They're not tackling each other in swimming. So, again, men have an advantage, right, biologically. Bigger, maybe stronger in many cases. Football. Let's say that men could now. Women don't play football. Let's say it's like field hockey, lacrosse, some of those more physical sports. There's equipment. At least they might have helmets on. They might have shoulder pads, things like that. But boxing, they don't wear helmets. They don't wear pads. They literally wear special shoes for the boxing ring. What were they thinking?
I don't understand it. I never will understand it. Again, why do we need to do this? What happened to Title IX, actually, Mike? You were a teacher in schools.
Right.
You dealt with this, right? I coach in the local high school level. Title IX was this big deal, and it should have been, right? That women had the same opportunities to play in a number of sports that men did, not together,
right,
but the numbers of teams, positions, all that stuff, to make it fair so that there was an equal number of sports for men and women. I get that. And that should be the way it is. Just like men and women should be able to apply for the same jobs.
Right.
We all agree on that. I don't agree with I have a daughter, Mike, you have two daughters. I don't agree with my daughter becoming a boxer and getting her face punched in by 6'4" people like me. Like that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
So gender and age were often all very much acceptable to distinguish like when you could start in certain sports, in certain divisions and all that, like, you know, whatever, like modified and JV and varsity and so forth. Now we're throwing that all away. Pretty soon you'll see 8-year-olds on the basketball court in a varsity basketball game.
Right.
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 Whether they're good enough or not, it's just fair, right, to let these I don't know. It's crazy. Equity, what's number
Mike.
Two?
Equity, Mike. Don't forget that. We're already long in our first segment of the year. That's always good. Topic number two, Mike, we're going to talk the Epstein list really quickly. I'm going to talk two things. Let's start with Bill Clinton first, Mike, who we all knew was a perv. He's also a pedophile that we found out.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, we should have known he was full of bull then, and here we are now. Here's a question and answer segment from this legal document that dropped yesterday. Did Jeffrey, meaning Epstein, ever talk to you about Bill Clinton? Answer, he said one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to the girls. That's pretty gross, and that also seems criminal, Mike. We'll see if anything comes of that. First comment on that, then I'm going to move to Donald Trump after that.
I'm just not surprised.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just hearing more stuff about this Epstein list that we already had heard and already knew. It just wasn't official. Yeah. You know, I just feel like these people have gotten so disgusting and so high and mighty that they can be as gross as they want. And we're all supposed to just go, well, you know, they're the elites. They can do whatever they want. They want to go to an island with little girls and, you know, do whatever they want to the little girls and let the little girls do whatever they want to them. It's fine because they're the elites, Mike.
Yep.
They make the decisions and we just have to listen and abide by it.
They're minor attracted persons, Mike. It's not a problem. That's what the literally the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization, forgot which ones, mm-hmm. is not calling you a pedophile anymore. You're just a minor attracted person. Don't forget that. Mike, this is now the Donald Trump piece of this. Question, did you ever see Donald Trump at Jeffrey's home? Answer, not that I can remember. On his island? Answer, no, not that I can remember. In New Mexico? Answer, no, not that I can remember. Mm-hmm. In New York? Not that I can remember. All right, if you could turn the second page to read those. So that was the end of that. So this person that was interviewed was asked, and one of the girls, this is, by the way, mm-hmm. was asked numerous times about seeing Donald Trump, and all of them said, nope, 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 and nope.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't exonerate Donald Trump, and we already knew that Donald Trump was exonerated, Mike, because if Donald Trump was a huge piece of this list, like Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton was, this list would have been out, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
as he came down the escalator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, they'd have had that on the front pages of every news newspaper and leading every media show. That don't you cannot possibly think this is a viable candidate for president. Yeah. He was on the Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Listen, we know what's going to happen. They're going to twist the truth. They're going to minimize the involvement of the Clintons, I'll say, because who knows if Hillary ever made it there.
Yeah.
And then they're going to just say, well, this girl obviously just was one person who didn't remember Trump there.
Yeah.
There were probably hundreds of others that would say the other thing, but we aren't going to make them testify.
Shocked they weren't paid off, honestly.
They'll twist it all just as they do.
Topic number three.
Oh, so a Maine Democrat, Mike, who barred Trump, speaking of Donald Trump, from the ballot said voter ID laws, surprise, surprise, surprise. New year, same old narrative, rooted in white supremacy,
Mike.
Oh,
there we are.
So Secretary of State Shenna Bellows declared Trump ineligible to appear on the primary ballot. And of course, gotta love Vivek Ramaswamy saying, you know what, if this is going to be the case here, I will not put my name on the ballots, right? So he stepped up immediately. But how about that, Mike? Do you think it's all about white supremacy again?
Yeah, I also heard the Harvard president also resigned because, you guessed it, white supremacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is white supremacy, Mike. It could be taking Trump off the ballot. It could be people getting fired for plagiarizing. It could be, you know, things are expensive at Walmart. That's a white supremacist problem. Whatever it is, right? It's always white supremacy. That's what things boil down to. What's crazy, Mike, and I interviewed a Trump attorney this week about this exact thing with the, not the white supremacy part, but the removing Trump part. They're removing Trump for, you know, causing an insurrection, yet he's not being charged it like that at the federal level. So remember that. Also, what does this tell America when in Colorado they tried it, in Maine they tried it, there's rumors they're going to try it in New York? Why are you removing Trump off the ballot if you're so confident that he is a threat to democracy and could never win? Oh, that's right, because you're worried that he's going to win because a lot of people in America actually believe in this guy, voted for this guy, and he probably won the 2020 election. I'll say that. He probably won the 2020 election. If you're telling me, Mike, that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, have you seen the guy recently? That guy didn't get 81 million votes. I'm just telling you, it didn't happen. He didn't get more votes than Barack Obama. It didn't happen.
You're so nitpicky with these details. You just got to stop focusing on details. Stop thinking. You're not supposed to do that. How funny is this? The Harvard president, a black woman, is saying that there's been white supremacy. How the hell did you get the job of president of one of the most prestigious universities in the world? And maybe not so much anymore. But how do you get that job if it's all about white supremacy? How?
Mike, it's the same reason when we always talk about The View, our favorite TV show, why they will tell us that America is inherently racist and sexist. Yet there's a show, Mike, a show with five women, three of which are either Hispanic or African-American. Mm-hmm. If America was so inherently racist, that show would be five white men.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's not.
It's not.
And it hasn't been for decades. So what are we talking about here? I mean, let's be realistic. And these people, their narrative, Joy Reid's another one. Rachel Maddow's another one. Their narrative always loses because there's women anchors, there's men anchors. There's women athletes, there's men athletes. There's women everything, there's men everything. It's not that hard to figure out. You can just look at it.
They themselves destroy the entire narrative that they're trying to preach. And guess what? They're probably all on multi-million dollar a year contracts.
Yep.
So, geez, I really feel bad for you. And I'm sorry, but I just don't believe you.
Yep.
Nitwits.
And I'll before topic number four, Mike, I'll say this. This is coming from two white men who have daughters and who know plenty of African-American people in this country or Hispanic people. We don't want them to be held down like they tell us that we do. No. We want everybody, no matter your color, no matter your size, your gender, you have the right to do what you want and make money and have a successful life and a family. That's what I want. That's what I love about America. We all have that opportunity, no matter what color, gender, whatever, height, weight, whatever you are, we all have that right.
Yeah. How about you're smart, you work your ass off, and that's how you deserve it. And that's how you earned it.
Yep. Eases that. Mike, topic number four here. Alejandro Mayorkas spoke this week, and he had talked about the border, Mike. And, you know, it's not the federal government's fault. It's actually Texas's fault. So I'm not going to play the clip, but he essentially says that, you know, this is a Texas problem because Governor Abbott is not working with the federal government in the right way. So in his point is that, you know, sending these people to different states and doing this. Well, Mayorkas, here's the problem. If you didn't let them walk in, we wouldn't have these problems. And on top of this, Mike, they are now pleading to the federal government or the Supreme Court. Can we cut the razor wire to let these people in easier? I mean, and it's Texas's fault? I don't know what to say anymore.
And if Governor Abbott starts to build his own walls, what do? They file lawsuits. They say, you've got to stop that. That's illegal. It's the federal government's job to stop immigration, illegal immigration. They you know, this is, again, typical. They create problems. Others try to solve the problem. They demean and diminish and degrade those people. And then they come back in and say, well, you know what? This isn't our problem. And I love the one that they say, well, it's Congress. Congress has to pass reformed immigration laws, right? That's what they say. Yeah. That's like saying, you know what? I mean, I have no roof on my house. Why does it keep raining inside my house? Everything's getting wet.
Damn it.
Put a freaking roof on your house, Havlick. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, that don't tell me what to do. And then I don't do it, right? What's going to happen?
And then they act like if it doesn't rain for 2 days, Mike, like, see, we fixed the problem.
See, it's fine.
No, it's not.
It all dried.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I mean, it's just, it's outrageous. I do think this, I think that, you know, I have to give Biden credit. Like, he's breaking records, Mike, every month.
Yeah.
Every month there's more and more and more encounters. There's probably tens of thousands more gotaways. So let's see if he can do in 2024 what he wasn't able to do in 23, 22, 21. Let's see if he can break more records, right? That's really what they're trying to do. Get as many people in as possible and then brainwash them into thinking that the Democrats will help you. The Democrats will save you. And same old story.
And, you know, Mike, here's the problem. We can talk about these issues all day long, and the Democrats and the Republicans are in cahoots together with them. They just are. We can talk about this and act like here's a solution. We can do this. We can't. Why? Because the Republicans are useless. Democrats are evil and corrupt. And here we are. Mm-hmm. And we lose. America loses. right? To your point about the rain coming in your house. Well, it's not rain coming into our homes anymore. It's illegal migrants that shouldn't be here walking through our neighborhoods is what's happening. It's disgusting. It's sickening. And I hope, Mike, at some point we can fix this. I have my doubts.
Well, and how much time will it take, right, for that border to be fixed? Yep. Well, in the case of Americans and the Bidenomics idea, Mike.
Oh, all right. Good.
Karine Jean-Pierre claims Americans need to give Bidenomics. What do you think, Mike? What do we need to give that whole concept more of?
Well, this is cheating because I know this. we need to just give it more time, Mike.
That's exactly right. Yes, like yes. Lots of things. Yes. You know, if I didn't start working out and get as intense as I thought I might want to this year, I just need to give myself more time. If I'm in debt and I'm trying to pay down my debt, I just need, you know, sometimes you just need more time. That's all. Well, Bidenomics, Jean-Pierre, Karine Jean-Pierre, it's horrible, right? It's horrible because it's too much about government. It's too much about setting wages and rising costs. Yeah. And you know, this is the funny thing. And we talk a lot about this in our review meetings. Inflation, it's not like prices have gone down. It's just that prices aren't going up as fast.
Yep.
But from 1 year ago to now, if we're up 3% from a year ago, the prices a year ago were a lot higher than they were previously. So people get it, right? These economists, the government officials, the Federal Reserve, they all base all their decision-making on statistics. Well, guess what? People at home, families, people trying to make ends meet, they don't care about all the statistics. They care about what's the cost of milk and bread and cookies again this week? Because they're doing without a lot of things they're used to having gotten, Mike.
I'll tell you, Mike, this guy and his agenda and what he's done is just breaks my heart for people because every American is losing, rich or poor, right? Obviously, the poor are losing the most, but rich or poor, you and I both do pretty well, Mike. It's not great when I go pump gas. It's not great when I doubled my food bill every week. It's not great when, you know, I even things that are not Bidenomics, like trying to get on an airplane and figuring out if you're going to be delayed for 12 hours or not. Mm-hmm. Everything in this country, right, has gone to absolute crap since this man's been around. And Karine Jean-Pierre, how much more time do you guys need? Because you've killed us in 3 years. I can only imagine what 3 years more is going to look like.
Well, it'll look like Venezuela, and I want to talk about another country, Argentina. So this is Argentina. Same topic, by the way. Argentina's Milei, he's the new president in Argentina. He cut 5,000 government jobs, and he will not renew contracts. This is his attitude, Mike. He said, "I ran on promises of radical free market capitalism." He said, we don't have alternatives and we don't have time. We don't have a margin for sterile discussions. Our country demands action and immediate action. The political class left the country at the brink of its biggest crisis in history. So what are we trying to do, Karine, President Biden, Kamala? Are we trying to get to the point where Argentina had to elect a very radical guy who will just start hacking away at the government programs? Because guess what? That's where we're going to go someday, right? Yep. Our dollar will be worth so little, we'll have 140% inflation like they experienced down in Argentina. It's outrageous. It's such a mismanagement of our funds. Our money, taxpayer dollars, such a mismanagement. They should be securing the border. They should be doing everything they can to create a better capitalistic society because supply and demand, competition, creates lower wages, lower prices.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty easy solution, yet so many just can't figure it out, Mike. It's
socialism fails everywhere. Yeah. It always fails. And all they think is, well, we'll just do it better. And they never do. I mean, all you have to do is look at the people in Argentina. I'll bet from about 20 years ago, they're a lot thinner. They don't look as healthy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know. Again, too, before we move on to our final, this is our sixth topic, right?
Yeah. You will be number six.
This is number six, and then we have our Friday Fun Club. I hope, Mike, I hope the American people wake up and they're waking up before, you know, this election in 10 and a half months. I really do, because the time is now, or it's actually 11 months. The time is now. We need to move. We need to get, you know, better leadership. And like what happens when you don't have better leadership, but this leads into our topic number six. Very impressive. We didn't pick one topic that was the same today. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Topic number six, what happens when you have poor leadership? Sean Hannity came out this week and spoke on his show about he was broadcasting live from Florida, not New York City, Mike. Mm. Why? Because he had to leave New York. Why? Because he didn't like the taxes. Why? Because he didn't like the crime. Why? Because he wanted to go to freedom. That's why Sean Hannity left. When you have poor leadership and you have leaders like Kathy Hochul, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, you name it, lefty leader, people leave. Joe Rogan left California, Mike. Plenty of people, celebrities have left California. This is not new. And not just celebrities or news people, right? I have clients, Mike, I'm sure you do too. Every single week, I've had three already in the new year. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Left New York to go to Florida. Left New York to go to Tennessee. Left New York to go to Texas.
Celebrities like Hannity, I'm sure he's scared for his own life too, though, because you're talking about just the diminishing of cops and law enforcement in general. You're seeing celebrities now getting carjacked and beaten up and just pummeled. And now they're saying, what am I doing here?
Yep.
Right. If you're out in California, you're now starting to get into the Nevadas and the Utahs and you're saying, holy cow, like Texas or Florida. I don't know why I didn't do this so much sooner. Like, yep. This is a great move for my family. It's great for the economics of my own household. I cannot take this oppression anymore. And I mean, that's a lot of money that they're losing in New York if Hannity leaves, you know?
And Mike, do the math. I mean, look, they said 100,000 we've left. The net was like 100, mm-hmm. 200,000. I mean, people that are getting freebies and aren't paying taxes aren't leaving. I hate to tell you, right? That's not leaving. It's the Sean Hannity's. It's right. And I'm going to put even Mike, people like Glenn Wiggle leaving. That doesn't help New York State, right? You or Mike Lomas potentially in years to come once mm-hmm. things, you know, mm-hmm. with kids and whatnot. That's not good, right? That's not, first off, it's not good for a couple reasons. One, you're losing tax revenue. Of course, that's not good. But if you lose businesses, you lose the mm-hmm. The payroll tax. If you lose people that spend money in the community, yeah. other businesses suffer, right? Yep. That's how it works. Like, again, I know government doesn't like to think about things like fully, right? Like we think about things like, oh, okay, this is what it is today. No, there's a lot of factors that fall mm-hmm. after that, right? Again, businesses lose out, restaurants lose out, you know, even things like using your parks and your, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, those places lose out. I mean, you know, contractors, Mike, if yep. less people are here, there's less work to do, right? I mean,
no doubt.
It top out supermarkets, all of it, top down, it's a problem.
Massive amounts of income, right? Yep. All the revenue that is made just yep. by all of us just living, right? Day-to-day living, gasoline, you know, yep. we got to buy our groceries, go to movies, you know, yep. everything we do. If we're not doing it in New York State, New York State suffers. And yep. it isn't going to be the low-earning households that are going to pick up the economy. It's the higher earners, right? Yep. It's super easy and clear and evident. And it's like, I don't know how they make such a mess of it. Except that I think their intent is to make a mess of it.
This is our final topic of every Friday. I almost said, I don't know what I was saying. Our final topic of every Friday is going to be a Friday fun segment that we do. We'll pick a clip of the week. Usually it's like AOC or something because she's a content factory for us or The View. This week, actually, though, Mike, is a Republican presidential candidate. This is Nikki Haley this week I pulled. I'm not going to tease it other than saying this is Nikki Haley talking about illegal migrants, Mike.
But let's keep in mind, these people that are wanting to come here, they want to come for a better life too. They have kids too. They have a heart too. So we don't need to be disrespectful. We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not. They're families that want a better life and they're desperate to get here.
So before you come, Mike, let me just say two things. Nikki, yes, they are criminals. They are coming across the border illegally. If they're committing what we would call a crime, mm-hmm. making you a criminal. Number one. Number two, I don't know if you guys have seen the videos out there, but it doesn't look like a bunch of families coming over every day. There's a bunch of middle-aged, war-age men from all over the world, including places like China and Iran and people that are on the terrorist list mm-hmm. or watch list. Nikki, this isn't just like, you know, Billy and Joe coming with their little daughter and, you know, oh no, what are we going to do? Oh, we need to get better. No, no, this is a massive, massive issue, and it is criminal.
All I get from that, Mike, is like, how dumb does she really think we all are? Right. She must have such a low regard for all of us who are going to vote for the next president of the United States. Like, you think we're that freaking dumb? We see the statistics. We talk to people like Sheriff Mark Daniels, who's right on the Cochise County, Arizona border to Mexico. We know what's going on. We see the fentanyl coming over. We see the child trafficking, the sex trafficking, Nikki. We see these things with our own very eyes, and we listen to these specialists, these people who are living it every single day. And you have the nerve to generalize and say that they're families that need help too. Let's not be mean to them. Like, let them come over. They like America too. You are so full of it. I hope you get lambasted. I hope Trump never thinks of you as a vice presidential candidate. I hope you drift off into nothing. I'm so sick of people like her. She's so condescending. She completely thinks we're absolute idiots to say that kind of thing.
And the last thing I'll say to close the show is, when you look at comments like that, like, who are you trying to appease, Nikki? I mean, what are we trying to do there? At this point, our country is being overrun with people that don't belong here. And by the way, Mike, the people that do belong here, we can't even figure out half the stuff with them, whether it be mental illness, drug use, crime, whatever, inflation, right? Like, we can't figure it out for the people that should be here, let alone the people that should. We can't get elections right with legal citizens, let alone illegal citizens, right? I mean, this is just, it's one thing after another, and this is a presidential candidate for the Republican side. That tells you all you need to know about Republicans right there. The only two people, actually, and I'll give Ron DeSantis credit because he's called her out quite a bit, but the only three people in America calling out at the political level, calling people like Nikki Haley out, are Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Chris Christie defends her all the time. You have many Republicans that say the same talking points that she's saying. The Republican Party is over, in my opinion, unless we get this right in 2024, because I'll tell you, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas have said it, Mike, I wouldn't help the Republican Party ever again. I'll start working with people like a Donald Trump, like a Vivek Ramaswamy, that are like, I'm running on that ticket. I'm a totally different human. That's what I want.
Agreed. Totally agree. I think there's so many pretenders. There's so many swamp creatures out there. And Nikki Haley is showing she's just another one of them.
That'll do it, I think, Mike. That's our first new Rapid Fire Fridays episode. We're going to do this every Friday. Six topics plus a Friday fun clip, so seven total topics. We will be, Mike and I, doing this once a week, moving from Tuesdays to Fridays. Mike, I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, this will be fun. A new year, a presidential election coming. Folks, vote, would you please? And vote the way you think you should vote, not the way people are telling you to vote. Listen to what's going on out there. You see it with your very own eyes. You hear it with your very own ears. Don't let them hoodwink you into thinking, oh, I'm just going to do what I've always done because things will get better. They don't get better unless we as a collective population make the change. And how do we do it? We vote, right? We vote. We have to stand up for what we believe in.
I think we should end every show like that. Vote, because it is that year now. You have to vote. We have no choice. We'll end every show that way. Go vote.
No doubt. Yeah. Folks, don't forget to find our podcasts, everything we do, on our new app. You can find it wherever you get your apps. You can also go to financialguysmedia.com. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. We do all sorts of good stuff here, folks. Everything you can imagine, financial speaking, one-stop shop, 833-FIN-GUYS. Mike, happy new year, buddy. And I guess we'll be back next week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.